Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Isang paalala, ang susunod na kabanata ay naglalaman ng mga salita at pahayag na maaaring magdulot ng takot, pangamba at pagkabahala sa mga nakikinig, lalo na sa mga mas nakababatang gulang. Huwag magpatuloy kung kinakailangan.
Magandang gabi sa inyong lahat. Ako si Earl, ang inyong pong campmaster. At ito ang Philippine Camper Stories. Tuloy po kayo sa ika-89 na gabi ng San Telmo Society. Kumusta ka na? Sana ay napapakinggan mo ang episode nito sa maayos na kalagayan. Our disclaimer for tonight was recorded by one of the campers by the name of Mier. Thank you, Mier. Napaka-refreshing makarinig ng female voice sa umpisa ng podcast, no? Kung gusto niyo ding makasama sa mga future episodes ng San Telmo Society, ay maaari kayo mag-record ng sarili niyong version ng disclaimer at isend ang inyong recording via email sa campfirestoriesph@gmail.com. On to our stories for tonight, I receive a multitude of stories from a sender by the name of Glenn. He is a travel blogger on a blog called Traveler on Foot. Let's start his first story.
Hi Earl, I'm a new follower of Philippine Camper Stories. I'm Glenn. I'm the author of the culture and travel blog called Traveler on Foot.
It's a decade-old blog that promotes local travel and heritage. Hindi maiiwasan to include in my travel narratives paranormal experiences. I'd like to share some as my contribution to this podcast. Here's the first one. I arrive at the ancient underground cemetery in Nagcarlan, Laguna, a few minutes to closing time. The Nagcarlan Underground Cemetery was declared as a national cultural treasure of the Philippines, which means laws were put together to protect and preserve structures that have historical and cultural significance. The Campo Santo de Nagcarlan, as it was called in the olden days, is one-of-a-kind structure in the country. It was built in 1845 to serve as an exclusive burial ground for the Spanish friars. The cemetery is enclosed by around 200 above-the-ground crypts, embedded on a circular wall which is comparable to Paco Cemetery in Manila. At the end of the red brick pathway is the chapel. The image of the Santo Entero, Dead Christ, is the first thing that one will notice upon entering the chapel. Turning right from the chapel entrance, a flight of stairs leads to the underground cemetery. Recently, when the ancient structure was declared as a national treasure, all the remains of the dead that were buried there were transferred into another cemetery and the entire Campo Santo was converted into a museum. With the last visitors heading out, I was left alone in the underground crypt. You can Google how the underground crypt looks to me. To me, it's like a set from Bram Stoker's Dracula. Alone, I can hear the echo of my own breath. While I positioned my camera into the far end of the dim chamber to take the shots, I heard vague, random whispers saying,
"Alice! Alice! Alice!
Alice! Alice! Alice!"
I dismissed them because I have a deadline to meet with a magazine editor. Whispers continued as I posed by the stone altar and went back and again to set the camera timer for a couple more shots. I did not check the photos until I was out of the underground cemetery. Wala naman akong na-capture, I think. I told my editor about my experience and she outsourced the editing of my photos to another editor who has not heard of my experience out of fear that she might spot something in the dark corners of the underground cemetery. So there. I will share more later, Thank you for putting up this podcast, Glenn. Hello, Glenn of Traveler on Foot blog. Salamat sa pakikinig mo at pag-share na din ng kwento mo. I'm delighted to have received this story kasi hindi ko alam ang existence ng Campo Santo sa Nagcarlan. And tama ka, mukha nga siyang set ng isang ancient vampire movie. I've seen a similar vibe dun sa mga puntod ng mga patay na nasa loob ng isang museum sa Intramuros. But I feel like Campo Santo is on a different level. I will post the photo that Glenn gave me para makita din ng mga tao yung ganda ng lugar. It would definitely be an interesting spot to see. Tigil muna tayo sa kwentuhan. Magbabalik pa tayo for two more stories from Glenn. That and more coming up next.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Mga Immortal, listen to the Underpaid Podcast with me, Stanley Chi, wherein we talk about work-related topics in a light manner na parang nagchichismisan lang tayo or nagkukwentuhan. Listen for free on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or kung saan ka man nakikinig ng podcast. Kita-kits!
Sa pagbabalik ng San Telmo Society ng Philippine Campfire Stories. Ang susunod na kwento ay galing pa din sa story sender natin na si Glenn. Let's have a listen.
Hi Earl! Since I discovered the Philippine Campfire Stories in Spotify, it became a habit of mine to tune in during long travels.
I mentioned in my first entry that I'm a blogger. My photo essays are about Filipino heritage presented through local travel. Here's my second installation for Philippine Camper Stories. As a frequent traveler, I avoid spending overnight in hotels. I prefer homestays. I feel secured when my bedroom is next to my host, lalo na kung friend ko. I easily get spooked kasi. However, in one of my trips to Isabela Province, a friend from college had to arrange my stay in a hotel because his relatives came to town and had to occupy their guest room. Kahit nasa probinsya, the hotel can match the accommodations and facilities in Makati and BGC. In many respects, its common areas and cafes are well appointed and have modern furniture. But the moment I entered a spacious suite prepared for me, I immediately felt uneasy. There's something strange, but I cannot identify what was it or where it's coming from. I thought it won't be a big deal since I will spend most of the hours outdoors. On my first night, I woke up from sleep at around past 3 a.m. with all the lights switched on. I remember putting on just the night lamps before I went to bed. I stood up to switch off the lights in the bathroom, the drop light, and accent lamps. I thought it must be the key card, but then I realized I needed to manually turn the light switches off. In my last night in the hotel, I let the cord of my cell phone charger to fall from the night table because I was too tired to unplug it. That morning, I woke up with both the charger and the cord and mobile phone neatly laid on the side table. I thought that must be the room cleaning service that went in to fix my side table while I was still asleep. Hindi rin, because when I checked the rest of my stuff around the room, they were left untouched from the time I went to bed. On our way back to Manila, I told my host about my strange experiences. Sabi niya, "Ay, kuya, sabi ko na merong something dun sa room. Kasi nagpalipat ako ng room when I was assigned to that room last time. Hindi ko naman na alam, kuya, na sensitive ka pala." Ang nasabi ko na lang sa kanya, "Langya ka, bakit dun mo ako sa room na yun binook?" So there, I hope everyone likes this story. I'll share more stories in the future. Glenn. Hello, Glenn. Itadagdag ko na ito sa mga hotel stories na nakuha ko from the listeners. At ito din yung mga instances na nagpapasalamat ako. At hindi ako sensitive kasi paborito ko ang mga lumang hotel. I stayed in Singapore for school requirement during my teenage years. And I worked at Raffles Hotel Singapore. Sobrang gusto ko yung lugar kasi kahit luma siya, sobrang rich sa history. At na-preserve naman kasi talaga nila yung hotel. Ang daming lumang pictures doon ng mga dating artista sa Hollywood na nagpunta doon, like sina Charlie Chaplin, Elizabeth Taylor, Ava Gardner, na mga nagsimula sa show business almost a century ago. Basically, what I'm sharing is masaya akong nakakapamasyal sa mga heritage sites na wala naman akong nararamdaman. Kaya sapat na sa akin yung mga kwento na naririnig ko gaya ng kay Glenn. May dalawa pang entry si Glenn, but I only have time for one more story. Fortunately, ni-record na niya for us to hear. This is Glenn's audio recording na sinend niya sa email natin. Pakinggan natin siya.
Hello Earl, and to those tuning in to Philippine Campfire Stories, I'm Glenn, and this is my fourth installment about my personal experiences in the paranormal. This time, I'm sending an audio recording. I grew up knowing that I have an ability to feel and hear ghostly presence, but my parents discouraged me from entertaining that idea. They say that they're just from my creative imagination. It is probably because I disregarded or abandoned this ability that supernatural encounters became seldom. But when they do, they become stories I think worth sharing in this podcast. There are three reasons I avoid being right next to a person with an active third eye. First, they serve sort of like a beacon for restless spirits. Nilalapitan talaga sila ng mga multo. Second, they have the ability to heighten the sensitivity to ghosts of those nearest to them. Nakakahawa yung psychic ability nila. Like in my case, my sixth sense may be dormant, pero na-activate when nearest with someone who has a functioning third eye. Third, since paranormal sightings are normal occurrences to them, they have this tendency to give unsolicited FYI of what they see around them. There were four of us left at home after a drinking sesh, including Teddy. Past midnight, Teddy has been acting paranoid. He said that our house is haunted. My parents built the house in the 1970s. It had dark varnished walls all throughout, dramatic halogen lighting, and heavy wall-to-wall curtains. My playmates in the neighborhood describe our house to be nakakaligaw, probably because there are passages concealed to blend in the wooden wall paneling of the interior. I think they are meant for the house help so that they can navigate around the house. It was nearing 1 a.m. when Teddy called everyone's attention to look towards the main door of the house. He said that there's someone standing against the wire screen. All four of us quietly staring for close to a minute when a floating shadow appeared from nowhere. That made us all jump out of our seat. Teddy said that it left. Then Teddy pointed to the door in the dining room that led to the service kitchen. Teddy described what he was seeing. Lalaki, about the same age as ours. Puno siya ng dugo sa katawan niya. He's in pain, but he cannot cross beyond the kitchen door. He's just staring at us as if asking for help. A little later that morning, I woke up to a commotion. House helpers were grieving because an errand boy met a motorcycle accident past midnight. Coincidence, or is this a case of someone being unaware that they're dead? So for this is my contribution to Philippine Campfire Stories.
And there you go. Thanks for recording your story, Glenn. I'm always glad that I get to hear other voices to tell their stories dito sa podcast. Thanks for the effort in recording your kwento. Natatandaan ko sa isa sa mga kwento sa akin ng psychic friend ko na minsan, kaya nagpapakita yung mga kaluluwa bilang duguan or yung ano yung last state nila bago sila namatay, is actually for them to convey a message. Para mapakita sa pinagpapakitaan nila kung ano ba ang nangyari at sana matulungan sila. Based sa kwento mo, I think tama ka na yun yung nangyari. Sana nakatawid na yung lalaki kung saan man siya dapat pumunta. Thanks again for recording and sending in your stories. If the other listeners of the podcast would like to check out Glenn's blog, you can check out traveleronfoot.wordpress.com. Napakarami nating messages na nakuha from the listeners about the recent episodes of the podcast. Kaya naman, we'll be doing a little bit of a segment called The Camper Shoutouts. Alright, these are from episode 185 doon sa true horror stories ni Stephen at ni Circe. Sabi ni Je, Gagi! Kasi meron siyang parang limang ay. Nakakatakot yung Stephen. Yeah. Mag-isa pa naman ako sa kwarto. Kainis. Ayan, sabi ni George. George? Yeah, George. TF. Creepy ng story ni Circe. Yung kwento ni Circe, yung nasa ano, no? Yung sa clinic, sa underground, sa Makati. Yung may mga nakikita at mga nagpaparamdam. Ayan na naman, sabi na naman ni Desiree Jasmine Desuelo Ramos. Buti na lang, hindi bukas ang pangatlo kong mata pero nakakaramdam nga lang. Hihihi. Hi, Camp Master. Hello. Ayan, sabi ni Raj Vanto, ang creepy ng kwento. Thank you, Raj, for dropping by. Sabi naman ni Norby-28. Weird lang ng episode na ito. Si Stephen na taga Angono Rizal like me while si Circe ay isang analyst which is also my job. Ayan. Norby, baka ikaw na yung next? Kasi all the signs point to you. Woo! Joke lang. Alright, sabi ni Glendel Blas Peleño, see, nakakatakot talaga yung pabulong effect. Akala ko talaga ako lang yung natatakot dun. Natatakot rin pala sa CM. Totoo, nakakatakot naman talaga kapag may bumubulong. Sabi naman ni Randy Clarenal, para yan. Kumusta ka? Sabi niya, haunted intercom. H.01 said, it's so scary. I'm listening to it habang naglalaba. Uy, nice. Sana nakatuyo ka ng labahan. Ken Zero, sabi niya, grabe yung kay CRC. Nakakakaba. Haha. Mm-hmm. That's true. Makakaba siya. A.Grande. Uy, Ariana? Welcome sa podcast. Nagtatagalog pala to si Ariana. Sabi niya, mas nagiging, mas, wow. Alright. Mas nagiging spooky podcast mo, Camp Master. It's giving 2020-2021 PH Campfire Stories. Wow, may date timestamp pa. Thank you, A.Grande. Gideon says, my heart keeps a beat kapag naririnig ko yung name ko. Ayan. Salamat po sa ating talagang lodi sa podcast. Creepsalog host Gideon is dropping by. Pam, 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 pam. Thank you, Gids. Sabi ni Amory Roche Campoy, thank you sa pag-shoutout. Relate as a swabber during pandemic kay CRC. But thankfully, without the creepiness. Yeah. Ang weird din kasi talaga nung pandemic times, no? Talagang parang magkakabila yung mga nangyayaring weirdness, no? Parang everything is out of the ordinary. Kaya siguro kung ano-ano din yung mga nararamdaman natin during those years. Elisa Noy, funny thought, nung sa city ako, lagi ako nakikinig ng horror podcast. But ngayon na nasa province na, iba na ang hilakbot na nadarama. Ba yan, nabubulil ako. Cersei said, thanks po sa pag-share sa story, Camp Master. Mas pinakreepy daw po ng storytelling nyo yung story. According kay Sienna. Yan. Thank you, Cersei. Thank you sa pag-send sa'yo. Pag-send sa amin ng iyong story. At hi na rin kay Sienna. Sana wala na kayong nararamdaman dyan sa, dun sa office na pinagtrabahuhan nyo. If you're still there. Sabi naman ni Chanel Gomez, tumaas balahibo ko sa Whispers CM. Oh, totoo. Pinicturean mo ba? Ayan. And last, sabi ni Aya, ang creepy nung sa humming. Anong humming ba yung sinasabi mo? Yung Stephen? O yung... I had so many fun recording that story, as you can imagine, dun sa... Nag-play around tayo dun sa mga effects. So, I'm glad you liked it. Thank you so much sa mga nag-drop ng shoutouts. And that's it for Camper Shoutouts. Kung gusto nyo ding ma-shoutout, all you have to do is comment on our episodes via Spotify Q&A section or mag-comment ka lang sa post natin sa Facebook. Simple lang, di ba? See you sa next shoutout. Dito na po nagtatapos ang ating kwento. Pagkatapos ng episode na ito, ay pwede kang sumali sa kwentuhan by going to Spotify Q&A portion ng episode na ito. Doon, nagsashare mga kasama nating campers ng kanilang mga thoughts about sa episode. Just remember to be kind whenever you share your thoughts dahil ang podcast na ito ay mananatiling safe space for everyone. Kung gusto mo namang suportahan ang show by giving me monetary tips, you can do that by Patreon, PayPal, GCash. Lahat ng links makikita mo yan sa episode show notes. At panghuli, kung may kwento ka naman at gusto mong ibahagi sa ating camp, ay pwede mong isend yan sa campfirestoriesph@gmail.com. Babasahin natin yan sa mga susunod na San Telmo Society episodes. Muli, maraming salamat sa iyong pakikinig. If you're still listening to this episode up to this point, I just wanted to let you know to take it slow today. Have a good rest. Take a break from work. At sana, lagi kang mag-iingat. Kasi life is hard. And you know, we gotta take care of ourselves. So, magkita tayong muli sa susunod na kwento. Ako si Earl, at ito ang San Telmo Society ng Philippine Campfire Stories.
This podcast may be based on true events with names, characters, and incidents that are either products of the creator's imagination or used fictitiously. Any similarity to real individuals or events is coincidental.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.